Blog Talk Radio.
Five Lincoln 103,
Lincoln 102. Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
Henry 8, Henry 9, respond to gate 437 Bravo for your dignitary detail. 3K911, unattended 400 lower level near carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 parking structure, section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin and Brown.
484 suspect, female, Hispanic, 28 years of age. Blue jeans, no further.
Control, high Frank, 401 is a route.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio Show, brought to you by Private Officer International, a security and law enforcement association. Glad that you have joined us on the seventh day of seventh month. Yeah, it's 7-7. So it's July 7, and it's 2014. It's a day or two right after the 4th. So I didn't say happy July 4th last week, but let me say that today. A little behind. Sometimes we're a little behind the times. We're very busy, and we do lose track of days and hours and times. And when you work the different hours and shifts like we do, it's easy not to know where you are or what planet you're on. Many of you out there who work that shift work where it's always different. One day you might be on third, and the next day you might be on second. Who's on first? You know what I'm talking about. It's just it's easy to just not keep up with the calendar and just be lost at times. So happy July 4th, a little in the rares. But let me be the first one to say happy Labor Day to you. Now, that, I know that we're ahead of schedule on that one for sure. We're telling you a few months in advance to have a great Labor Day 2014. How about that? We're glad to be on the air with you tonight. I'm your host, Rick McCann. I'm the founder and CEO of Private Officer International. And we know we have listeners all across the U.S. and in many countries. And so today we want to welcome you. In the last few months, we've had folks from Algiers join us. We have people who listen to us in Denmark and various foreign countries. We have a lot of listeners in Canada and the UK. We're extremely happy and appreciative about that. Hey, I do want to mention before we go too much further into the program that we are using some new audio equipment tonight, a new microphone, and some other gear, and we'll be adjusting it from time to time during the program. So if there's a problem, if we're too loud, or if the bass is too low, then just let us know. Send us a quick email to radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com. You can also let us know if you're listening tomorrow or next week. All of our shows, of course, are available on demand. That means you can listen to them weeks, months, and even years after they've been recorded. So if you're listening whenever and wherever you might be, let us know how we sound. Let us know if this equipment is working. Hello, hello, hello. Can you hear me? I'm sure that it is. The meters say that they are, so I guess we're live. Anyways, we have a lot going on, as always, and we appreciate all of you, our members of the association, our followers across the board, across social media. A lot of conversations going on in recent months about the security industry. We're going to get into a few of those here coming up shortly. Tonight's subject that we'll be talking about later in the next segment on training, we'll be talking about summertime duties. And, you know, every few years we discuss how those duties are different. They differ from normal duties the rest of the year, and they're enhanced, and sometimes they're different than, say, what you might do in March, because obviously there's different activity going on in different type of venues and facilities, environments, and we'll talk about that in the training segment. Also tonight, we want to point out to you that we have a lot of training happening across the country, a lot of seminars and a lot of free things, and we hope that you'll participate. In a few minutes, we'll be giving you some dates of some upcoming stuff happening here with the Private Officer Network as well as Armor College. I do also want to tell you that we're being sponsored tonight by BSGInc.com. If you are looking for insurance, if you are a contract security agency, an alarm company, an investigation firm, by all means, give them a call. Area code 877-404-4299. Again, that phone number is toll-free. Yes, 877 is a toll-free number, 877-404-4299. Check them out on the web at bsginc.com, and they'll be happy to help you with your insurance needs. And I'm sure that they'll get you taken care of, whatever your type of business that you have there. Also, we want to point you to the Maritime Academy. If you're involved in maritime security, whether it be on ship security or port security, check out their website at maritimesecurity, I believe it's .com. They have some of the greatest training for maritime security, and it's all digital, all on the web, so check them out as well. And, of course, if you are looking for online public safety courses, whether it be in fire, EMS, school security, private investigations, law enforcement, or 148 other programs or courses, then check out armorcollege.org, armorcollege.org, an online and on-campus public safety school. Check them out today again at www.armorcollege.org. I can guarantee you, I know them actually, we're pretty good friends. We're on a, you know, face-to-face talking basis, but if you have any needs or any desire to train in any particular area or to enhance your career, I'm 100% sure they'll be able to help you out. ArmorCollege.org. Tonight, we also want to tell you that this is going to be and already is a busy, busy, busy summer for us, busy year. We are in the middle of a very unique opportunity here at Private Officer International. We are actually putting together a video for the media and for training purposes called Guarding Green Gold. Guarding Green Gold. And we'll let you know when that video production is complete. But Guarding Green Gold, as you might can imagine what it's about the security industry getting involved in guarding the new crop, the new business, and that is marijuana. It is becoming a big business across the country. More than 28 states now legalize some aspect of marijuana, whether it be for medical use or personal use. There's a lot of miscommunication and misunderstanding about the law, but security personnel really are taking advantage in their states of the new area of business for them. And we'll be talking about that in this video as well as in an upcoming training, and you won't want to miss it. Now, I will tell you that this is a very dangerous and high-risk type of security, and some security companies have really become militarized in some ways to protect the marijuana growing areas, the stores, and the transportation of it. And we'll be talking about that and more in the upcoming video and training, Guarding Green Gold. And we'll be sure to let you know when that's going to be available. I believe it'll be sometime in August or early September. But again, we'll be sending out an email to let everyone know. Also, next week, 1 week from today, Monday, July the 14th, join us right here on the Private Officer Beat Radio as we talk about our 10-year anniversary, and we'll be giving an address of our business, address of the 10-year, and what we see in the future as we begin to continue to diversify. And we have a lot on our plate and a lot of exciting things happening. We just really hope that everyone involved in not only private contract security, but proprietary, nightclub, public safety, college and campus security and public safety, law enforcement, and all the other loss prevention and all the other entities involved in private and public protection, I hope that they will really and truly embrace all of our services, our products, our training, and really get involved. As we always say, we have so much to offer, and I think that so few people either are aware of it or make themselves available to it. So if you have any friends, colleagues, coworkers in the industry, make sure that you point them over to privateofficer.com and tell them not only why they need to join, but the benefits and the training and the support that they're going to get. Who can you call at 3 o'clock in the morning? Who can you call at 3 o'clock in the morning and ask a question about a particular incident that you're involved in? Who is going to track down where you're located when you're injured to support you financially, spiritually, emotionally? There's really no other organization. We talk with law enforcement organizations. We talk with business associations and groups all across the world, actually. And when we tell them all of the services and products that we offer, the fact that we have the only 24-hour, 7-day-a-week news department, they're amazed. And they just, when I tell them people don't get it, people don't respond, they're shocked. Make sure that you make POI a priority in your personal career as well as broadcast it, because it is extremely important that people are not only aware of it, but they get it. They understand what it's all about and why it's important for them. We have a lot of news, as we do every week, and the best way for you to get it, rather than me to spit it out and broadcast it to you on our weekly radio program, the best way for you to get it is to follow our news blog, and definitely you want to follow our social media. I'm going to give that to you in a moment. But there's been a lot of news. We had an email yesterday about security officer deaths, and thankfully we really haven't had but two in the last few months, which is amazing, and thankfully hopefully that stays the case. We have had a number of serious injuries, and over the weekend we had about a half a dozen gun confrontations, shootings involving security officers. So those continue, but thankfully we haven't had many security officer deaths. All right, you can contact us 24 hours a day at helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Let us know if you need our assistance. Let us know if you have any questions about membership, training, products, services, consulting, compliance, management. We offer just an array of services. Check us out online always at privateofficer.com. It's always open there for business 24/7, as is our help desk. Helpdesk@privateofficer.com is available. It's staffed 24/7, even during the holidays, believe it or not. Yeah, we're slave drivers. We make those people work. Also, check out our news online simply by going to our website at privateofficer.com. You can link to all of our social media and our news site right there. We have a lot happening on our Facebook page at facebook.com/privateofficer.com. Twitter, we have one of the fastest growing Twitter sites on Twitter, according to what we've been told. Right now we have, I believe, close to 40,000 tweets. We've been on Twitter since, I believe, 2008, and we have one of the fastest-growing followings on Twitter, and that's because we do have a 24-hour news desk, and we are able to broadcast things like when police officers are killed in the line of duty at 2 o'clock in the morning. We get that much faster than most other sites. And we have a lot of information that we share along with the news, so make sure that you are on Twitter, that you follow us, twitter.com/privateofficer. We're also on Pinterest, and we have a number of other social media sites that you can get to right there from our main website at privateofficer.com. I'm being told that it is time to take our first commercial. It's important that we get this information out. So we're going to take a quick break, but we have some other information that we do want to share with you when we come back.
You're listening to WPOI.
Some children, America isn't the land of promise. It's a place where every day is a struggle. Because today in America, one in six children lives below the poverty line. For these children, living in poverty means going without medicine, going without food, going without a warm home, or even a roof over your head. And that's life for nearly 13 million children of all races, all across America. Where will you draw the line and get involved? You can help these children and their families find a way out of poverty for good. And you can make a difference in more ways than you think. Will you help? Go to PovertyUSA.org today. Because one in six children in poverty is one too many. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
34 All right, we are live with you again in this next quarter of the program as we talk about all of the activity happening here at Private Officer International, leading, of course, into a little bit of a training segment on summertime duties and how they differ, really, from other duties that we might be expected to do during, say, the fall or the winter. And it does vary from property to property and environment to environment, but we'll be talking about that. As we stated earlier when we began the program, we are adjusting to some new equipment here, a new microphone and audio equipment, so please let us know if there's any problems and how it sounds. You can just send us a quick email to radio@privateofficer.com. radio@privateofficer.com. All right, getting back over here to all of the activity. We were talking a little bit about the guarding green gold. I did want to mention also that if you are working private security, law enforcement, campus security, the marijuana laws are changing rapidly across the U.S. It's important that you are aware of what those changes involve and how they involve you as an enforcer of the law, as a security agent. I will tell you that 28 states now currently has legalized marijuana use to some degree or level. Most of it right now is for medical purposes only, but there are several states, including Washington State and Colorado, where it's now legal to actually go out to the store and purchase some pot for your enjoyment. Now, there's some limitations. You can't go out and buy 1,000 pounds or 100 pounds, but, you know, if you go to the store enough, I guess you'll get a couple hundred pounds. But you do have to know what those laws are. One thing that does not change and has not changed in all of these states is that it's still a felony and a criminal offense to package or distribute any amount of marijuana. So there are some controls. Obviously, the government has regulated the use and how this can be distributed, who can distribute it. There are some licensing procedures, and you have to be bonded, insured, and all that great stuff. Very similar to days of prohibition when alcohol was outlawed, and then little bit by little bit, some states began to change it. And so that's where we're at with the marijuana laws. But be sure that you are aware of what people can and cannot do. They can't come into work high. They can't bring a pound of marijuana or even a couple of joints into work and smoke it on their break. That's still illegal. The states who have legalized marijuana have done so for private use. In Colorado, they had a smoke-out party in April where they went to a public park and everybody got high. You know, this is the America that we're living in 2014. But make sure that you are aware of what the changes are in your state so that you can adequately be informed and enforce the law as they are. It's not a free-for-all. It's not going to be just do as you will. Every state will still have laws that will govern the use of the marijuana and the location where that marijuana can be used, bought, distributed, so on and so forth. So if you have any questions, call the DEA, I guess. Check online because there's a lot of information happening right now. Or check our upcoming movie on Guarding Green Gold, like I said, coming out late August or early September. All right, we want to talk a little bit for a moment or two about all of the training happening here at Private Officer International. Like I said, there's a lot of free opportunities for you right now. We do have something going on across the country called the Security Training Summits. We've had some great success with that. Upcoming here shortly, we'll be in the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area. We'll also be in Stamford, Connecticut, Columbus, Ohio, Atlanta, Georgia. We're also going to be in Colorado and a number of other states. Just go to our website at privateofficer.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll be able to click on the ad for the STS, the Security Training Summit, and find out where we are. Again, this is a two-day event. It's free. It's not going to cost you a nickel, not a penny, not a zilch, zip. So take advantage of it. I recently read a little something that someone wrote that, well, why should I go? Because where I am a security officer, it's not required. And, we don't need all this extra training. It's not like it is in some other places, blah, blah, blah. You know, we've gone through this time and time and time again. It doesn't matter what your state regulations require. It doesn't matter how much or how little you have to have training-wise to be a guard. But if you are interested in pursuing a career in the professional security industry, if you are worried about liability, if you want to be more than the average, security officer on the corner, then you have to do so through training, as with any other profession. When you want to be a nurse, you just don't go to high school and go, I've gone to high school now, I guess I could be a nurse. Of course not. You got to go to training. You got to go to college. You got to take the, either the nurse school training or the college school training. My train of thought was just thrown off because I just got a message, a little. you got to love people. But you've got to go through the course. There's steps, so it doesn't matter what your state requires. But if you want to be a professional, and if you want to do your job above and beyond, and if you want to protect yourself from liability, then you take all of the training that you can get. And since it's free, why not take advantage of it? I don't get it. I don't get it. Check our sites. They will have all the postings of the upcoming training. Also, right now, we are looking for strategic training partners. If you own a security agency or a school, we are looking to partner with you to bring a variety of training. We have about 150 courses. In fact, we have more than that now. We're able to bring courses to your school. We will market courses that you wouldn't normally do on your own. Right now, we have a great course for hospital security. We have a lot of training that is accredited. We have some that is certified by a number of states, and we have training that has been approved and recognized by OSHA and the Department of Justice. So please contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We'll send you some information on that. There's no upfront cost to you. It doesn't cost you anything to get involved. We become partners, and we'll explain all the details, but it's a great benefit to you if you have a training school or a security company. Basically, we become partners and bring in your area professional training. Also, we are scheduling a number of less than lethal classes. That includes OC, Taser, Baton, and some other weapons. If you are interested in having your personnel certified, please contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. The Taser training no longer requires that you be tased. That was a lot of questions that we got the last few years. Do I got to get tased? No, you don't have to be tased. And when we go to the firing range, you don't have to be shot either. Lucky you. Although there are some students that, But you don't have to be tased any longer, so that's a benefit if you are one of those people who, don't want to take the shock or you have medical problems and, it might be a risk. But we are scheduling a number of classes, and we'll be happy to take the class to you wherever you might be. In fact, Armor College offers a program where we bring the school to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Canada, California, Florida, or Connecticut. We're going to bring the program to you, the class to you, and it's a great benefit. So check it out on armorcollege.org or send us an email at helpdesk at armorcollege.org or at privateofficer.com. We also have a number of other events happening coming up this fall. We'll tell you about those here in a few moments. And we're going to talk a little bit more about our future. And next week we'll kind of expound on that a little bit. But there's a lot of exciting times here at Private Officer International. And guess what? We certainly want you to be involved.
It's for my wife.
My husband still doesn't know the real story about that dent in the van.
I've never told her that I used to be a lifeguard at a nude beach.
I've never told my kids about the time I was arrested for streaking.
My friends don't know that I still sleep with my teddy bear.
But they all do know one thing about me.
And that I'm an organ donor.
That I'm an organ donor.
I'm an organ donor.
I'm an organ donor.
And that's one thing that's too important to keep a secret. Because I could save somebody's life. And how cool is that?
Welcome back to the Private Officer Beat Radio program. Glad that you have joined us tonight or during the day, wherever you are. If you're listening tomorrow night, we're glad that you are listening wherever you are, whenever it is. We have a lot going on here at Private Officer International, and we hope that you are following us on the web and our various social media to stay in touch and in tune. We have hurricane response. We have a lot of training You know, this is an active season, an active time of year for us, and we're always, always, always busy. Got an email a moment ago asking if we're looking for instructors. If you're looking for, you want a position, you want to become involved with Private Officer either as a volunteer or a staff member, send us your resume at helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We will let you know. We're not one of those companies who goes, where's the round file? This one belongs in the round file. No, we answer every email. We answer every resume. We get back with everyone who contacts us, and usually, within an hour or two at the most. Sometimes it's a day or two, depending on the email itself. But we get back to you as quickly as possible. We don't just receive your email or your contact and then forget you. We like for you to help us out in the upcoming Memorial Ride 2014. Private Officer International is the only private security, public safety organization in the world. We have researched this, folks. We know for sure in the world that sponsors any type of memorial for private security personnel killed in the line of duty. Just because we have a lower number this year than in years past being killed in the line of duty doesn't mean we should forget, we should pass it over, we should wait until, 150 people get, no, it doesn't work that way. Private Officer International sponsors a yearly memorial ride. Memorial services are being held across the country again this year. We need your support. We need you to donate funds. You can simply go to our website at privateofficer.com to do that right there on the homepage. We need for you to help sponsor the event in your town. Bring it to your company, your business. Bring it to your town. Let us hold a memorial service with an honor guard from your local police or sheriff's department. Let us contact the media. Get them involved. We really have, in the last 4 or 5 years, help to educate the public, the media, and the local law enforcement as to the number of security officers injured and killed in the line of duty. People just don't know. They don't understand that security today isn't your grandpappy's security of 50 years ago. Things have changed. And so by bringing these memorial services and bringing it to the public, letting them understand, letting them see the numbers and the names and the role when it's called, it really has made a difference, a huge difference. We've gotten legislators involved, judges, law enforcement have been in attendance at the memorial services, and we need you to get involved. So please send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com if you'd like to sponsor it. And basically sponsoring it means just provide a small amount of financial aid and a location to hold the event. That's all that it takes. Some people really are, thinking that it's going to cost millions of dollars or, it's going to be a big production. It's not. We need a place to hold the small memorial, and we need to do it in a timely manner because it takes 4 or 5 weeks for us to get this together, to schedule the local honor guard, to secure the location, to schedule it within our schedule. So, again, if you'd like to get involved, just send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Also, we're involved right now with a number of other memorial support benevolent services where we aid injured security officers. And we are always looking for folks to help financially as well as to get involved. If you would like to be an ambassador in your area, send an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We have some upcoming training. It will be in online in August. And we really need for everybody possible, to get involved. A lot of people like to sit back. They like to take advantage of the services, the information, the news, but they just don't want to ply their time. They just don't want to get involved. And we realize that everybody lives a busy life. Everybody's got family. We understand all that. We're only asking for a few hours of your time every month. Well, I'm just too busy. But I'm involved in the Lions Club. I'm involved with my local community club. I'm involved with the Boy Scouts. I'm involved with this. Well, yeah, hello. You're involved in everything except for what is important to your career, what's important to your profession. You might want to reconsider where you allow your time, where you, you know, how you schedule your time, because if the security industry is that important, by the way, we did a survey last year. I believe it was around 600 security personnel, and in that survey, we asked the age of the respondent, and the respondent, the median age of the respondent was 37. So this isn't for some 18-year-old just looking for their first initial job. This isn't for some senior who's 77 and retired just looking to pick up a little paycheck to augment his Social Security. No, we've got people in the prime of their life, the middle medium of the security respondents said they were middle age. We have a lot of people in their 30s and 40s and 50s who have been working in the security profession for 10, 20, 30 years. This is their profession, their career. Why not treat it like it's your career? That I don't get. Need more information about all the activity happening here at the Private Officer International. Please contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. You can also call our office at area code 704-831-8109. Got a little message right now. And Lonnie was asking about the upcoming memorial services. We also had been talking about fundraising for a trailer to convert that into a mobile memorial wall. We're still working on that. If you know of someone who has a, maybe they work at or they own or manage a trailer company, or you know, you have a lot of money, you hit the lottery, and you want to donate $25,000 so we can purchase it, equip it, paint it, contact us. We'd love to work with you on that. But we are still working on getting that together. We have a lot of pans in the fire, and we don't have enough people. We don't have enough hours to get it all done. But contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com if you do want more information. We are going to be talking tonight about summertime duties and how they differ from all of the other duties that you might have in January, March, or in the spring.
Check, please.
David, you okay to drive?
Yeah, I only had a couple drinks. I'm fine.
Come on.
Keys can be a weapon. A few drinks can make you a killer.
All right, you are listening to the Private Officer Beat radio program sponsored by Private Officer International, a security and law enforcement association. Go to our website, check out all that we have to offer today at privateofficer.com. Just got an email from Mandy. Mandy is a loss prevention agent who follows on Twitter, and she says she can't believe all the news information that she gets, even stuff that doesn't pertain necessarily to the security industry. We're always informing the public, and she loves following us. She has been a follower for the last 6 or 7 months, she said, and she just loves what we're doing. And we're glad to have her on our social media network. If you're not following us on Twitter, you definitely want to be Private Officer. Twitter.com, Private Officer. Check it out today. All right, we're going to get into our training. Remember, we have a lot going on. If you're not involved, you are missing out. Today, we want to talk a little bit about summertime duties and how they differ, you know, from winter, spring, summer, or fall. There's so many different duties involved. When temperatures heat up, so does business. Many contract security agencies really come alive during the spring and summer. Winter often can be dead and almost very few new contracts coming in. But summertime, a lot of part-time, a lot of weekend-type contracts do come in, and security officers are busy securing, patrolling, keeping the peace on many different types of properties. Now, we're going to kind of break them down a little bit for you tonight, and we're going to kick it off with shopping centers and shopping malls. A lot of malls and shopping centers, even those that aren't enclosed, but they are open shopping plazas or centers, have contract security or proprietary security that patrol the property, monitor the property during the summer months when there's a lot more retail activity and definitely a lot more overall general activity on the property. And if you are working in the shopping mall, you're working in a retail environment, there's a number of things that you're going to be looking for that necessarily would not happen, say, in an apartment complex, not happen if you were park security. And obviously, you're going to get a lot more teens loitering throughout the mall, and not just on the weekend, as might be the case in February or December, but you're going to get a lot more teens loitering, hanging out. They got no place to go, no place to get together. So the mall is the end thing, especially in smaller communities that don't have a whole lot going on for the teenagers of that community, of that city. So where do they go? They go to the local mall. They begin to hang out. Sometimes they're orderly. Sometimes they're not a problem at all. And other times they are definitely a big problem. They're disruptive. They're loud. They can oftentimes disturb the peace, interfere with customers, and also oftentimes when you have teenagers together, you know, fights break out, arguments. You have a lot of disturbances with shopping mall teenagers during this time of year. Not only teenagers, but this time of year, it brings out the worst of some people. They may be intoxicated and they go into the mall. You also have a lot more shoplifting. Some folks will tell you that shoplifting doesn't happen much during the summer. I've worked retail security for over 8 years. I was a district loss prevention manager. I've been a store detective. I started walking the floor at a very young age, catching shoplifters. I can tell you summertime definitely can be as busy as Christmas. In fact, sometimes even busier, because shoplifters love it when the store is dead, when they don't have a whole lot of people around. They can do their dirty business without many people, you know, bumping into them or watching them. So you have a lot more shoplifting happening at the mall. There are a lot of do's and don'ts for security people at the mall. If you're a contract or a proprietary security officer for the mall, there's a lot of things you should or should not do when it comes to shoplifting. And this segment, we're not really going to talk about those duties per se, because we'd be here all night. There's a lot of differences and a lot of duties entailed in shoplifting for mall security. But in general, you're going to be dispatched or asked to apprehend, detain, investigate shoplifting, and you just need to know what you can and can't do, and, of course, the laws of your land. The other big concerns in shopping malls during this time of year is really the heat, and people oftentimes, I just can't believe how often this really does happen, but oftentimes they will just leave their children alone or their pet in the vehicle. I'm only going to be gone for 5 or 10 minutes, and they're gone for an hour. I want you to listen to this soundbite here.
Many parents think that this is the solution. Crack the window, leave the kids in the car, and hop out and go about your business and run your errands. But this is a huge mistake, especially as those temperatures begin to climb. We talked to a physician today who says that this mistake could cost a child their life and also told parents some of the symptoms to look out for. It doesn't take long for tragedy to strike.
Even just running into the store, temperatures can rise in the car in 15, 20 minutes. And cracking the window doesn't do enough to bring those temperatures down. So even that is dangerous for children.
It's a reminder that parents need to hear every summer. Don't leave your kids in a hot car, even if it's just for a little while. The consequences can be deadly. Already this year, 13 children have died nationwide as a result of being left in the sweltering heat.
You kind of turn red, you get a little sweaty, they may complain of being thirsty, and then as it becomes more severe, they're going to get lethargic, sleepy, they may fall asleep in the car, which you may initially think is just kind of like a nap time, fall asleep in a car, but when they become difficult to arouse, that would certainly be a concerning symptom.
Thankfully, the ending wasn't tragic for this man's younger siblings. 24-year-old Lamont Allen is in big trouble after he left his infant brother and sister in the car in Indianapolis this week. The temperatures were in the 80s when police found the children drenched in sweat.
Not even a second. I mean, it's awful to hear something like that. Pets are kids. Either one.
And there are consequences. Allen is charged with neglect of a dependent. Thankfully, the children are okay, but many families had to face a different ending.
I can't imagine. I feel bad for the parents at the same time. I can't understand leaving your kids in the car, but accidents do happen, and they have to live with that mistake that they made.
So far this year, 2014, 23 deaths related to heat stroke or heart attack because they were left in the car and suffered fatal injuries. I want people to understand the seriousness of their consequences, and oftentimes, unfortunately, they just don't. If you're on patrol and you see a child or an animal in the vehicle, even if the window's cracked only, you know, an inch or maybe two, that's an emergency. Listen to this. This is from the San Francisco State University. If you have a child in the car, the temperature in the car, in 10 minutes at the 70 degrees outside, in 10 minutes it'll be 89 degrees. If the temperature outside is 80 degrees in just 10 minutes inside the car, it'll be 99 degrees. And if it's 90 degrees outside, in just 10 minutes, it'll be 111 degrees. If the temperature outside is 90 degrees and that person has been in the car for 30 minutes, it's 127 degrees inside. The temperature rises substantially in a short period of time once a vehicle is left closed up, and the sun doesn't even have to be shining directly onto the vehicle. The air temperature in itself could heat up the vehicle to the point where it would become a crisis. Just recently, in fact, this month, the state of Tennessee enacted a law that allows all citizens, private security or otherwise, to break open a car if they find a child left inside and in a heat situation and they have a possible medical emergency. They don't have to call police. They don't have to wait for rescue. They can smash the windows themselves. It is a crisis. So if you're working a community that has parking, be sure you're looking for children, pets, or even the elderly. All right, if you're working residential communities, apartments, condominiums, of course you're going to be involved in those loud parties. You're going to be involved in loud music. People have their stereos up in the vehicles or their apartments. Windows could be cranked open, and you're going to get those noise complaints. You'll be involved in intoxication situations, maybe even underage drinking. When you're patrolling apartments, especially during the summer when the weather is nice, people are going to be out and about. In the wintertime, people are couch potatoes, and all of our problems occur inside the residence. But in the summer, people are outdoors. They're enjoying the weather. They're enjoying their surroundings. They're cooking out. So, of course, you will be responding to more parties, more drinking, more fighting, more carousing. You'll have some problems maybe at the local pool at the apartment complex. Hotels, the same thing. You'll have a lot more high traffic, a lot more people on the road during the summer than there are during the winter. You'll have problems possibly with guests intoxicated at the pool or causing noise in their rooms. You'll be dispatched to loitering, trespassing. Oftentimes on a pool at a hotel property, you'll have pool trespassing. Same thing with apartments. You'll have people that do not live there and are not guests there who are trespassing in the pool. That is an arrestable offense, but of course, you know, it really depends on the property as to what type of enforcement action you're going to take. The property manager, the owner, may just want you to nicely ask them to leave or escort them off the property. In other cases, you may be told by your client that they want a trespass warning or even an arrest made if it's a posted property. So depending on your client, your boss, it could go from anything from, you know, a verbal to an arrest. But in a hotel or a residential property that has swimming pools, I have found over the years, they are an area of concern. People do hop the fence when the gate's locked. You know, even residents, they want to enjoy that cool water late at night, and that poses a problem as well. If you are at a patrol assignment and you're doing a mobile patrol, you will come across a lot more loitering, a lot of people hanging out where they shouldn't be. If you are patrolling residential communities, be sure that you don't go overboard, even though the property might have a curfew of 10 p.m. or 11 p.m., as long as they're not being disorderly or loitering or hanging in an area you know, that's restricted, then don't go overboard because they are renters. They have a right to be there. If they're on their veranda, their porch, their balcony, as long as they're not drinking, disturbing the peace, you might want to let it slide. Don't make a problem where there is no problem. Also, if you're on patrol, you'll probably be responding to a lot more parties, a lot more suspicious activity. And I want you to be aware, during the summer, there's a lot more burglaries, again, because more people are out, but also because more places are closed. Schools, for instance, are closed for the season. And so we get a lot more school burglaries, even at private or charter schools. Be aware of that. We have more burglaries at homes where people are on summer vacation. If you're working a closed community, an HOA or a condominium community, maybe one of the activities that you could get involved in is to have the residents notify the security staff when they're not going to be there so that you can check their homes and make sure everything is secure. We also have a lot more alarm responses during the summer. Sometimes it's weather related. Sometimes it's just because of the noise level is higher outside during the summer, more people out, more activity. And sometimes, like I said, there are more burglaries. So don't assume that it's just going to be another false alarm. There's nothing to it. make sure that you treat every alarm activation as a real burglary in progress, because you never know when it could be. Summertime duties will include a lot more customer service areas. You will be asked dozens of times, depending on your location, for directions. Where is this? How do I get there? Where's the interstate? It can be a lot of fun in the summertime, depending on your assignment. Working in security, you are interacting a lot more with people. You're responding to more calls and situations. You're getting more involved, like law enforcement. You're making more arrests, more detentions. And there's a lot of activity. And that's what I like. You know, if I'm going to be someplace, I don't want to sit at some warehouse guarding an empty building. And I don't want to guard some location where I don't see anything but a rat running through the building. I want to be where the action is. I want to be where the activity is. I want to be useful. And I want to use my skills, my experience, my knowledge to help people and to enforce the law. So if you like that kind of action, then probably residential or hotels or parks or amusement parks would be the place for you. Speaking about amusement parks, a lot of activity in amusement parks, a lot of problems in those type of locations and even outdoor parks, county and state parks, you're going to get into, again, the intoxication, the fighting, the partying, but you'll also get into a lot more thefts, theft from vehicles, theft from person, purse snatchings. Believe it or not, not everybody who's at the park is to have a good time. Sometimes they're there to take advantage of the crowd. And, you know, the crooks don't take vacation. They don't go away for the summer. But what they do is they follow the vacationers, they go to places where they know that there's going to be good pickings for them. They're going to have ample time, you know, to take advantage of the people. So summertime duties, it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of things going on, and you just have to be prepared. Make sure that you're safe, and make sure that you think about the liability. Make sure that you think about your actions before you do them. Be trained. Be ready. Be prepared. That's all for this week on the Private Officer Beat. Thanks for being with us. We hope that you are safe. We hope that you're blessed. And we'll see you back here on the Private Officer Radio Network next week.